Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Laura was ready to just head to the weekend.
I forgot that I stick around here. Sorry about that.
Well, it's very nice of you to stay.
Thank
you. Don't
you
have to. You could just leave.
I love to stay. This is a highlight of my day.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. People love it. We're just talking about Joe Mauer.
Yes.
So we will be interviewing Joe tomorrow at Twins Fest.
Right. Good.
Joe is not known for a massive amount of personality.
No.
I remember one of my earliest assignments at WCCO-TV. I was assigned to go down to Target Field and talk to Joe Mauer because Joe was dating like Miss USA or something. Some beauty queen. It was like a tabloid story. And, you know, Joe Mauer was Joe Mauer. And
right.
It was... Who is he dating? Chelsea Cooley. She was
that
Miss USA 2005.
Got it.
So this was 2006. So I would have been here for like 2 years at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sent to Target Field to ask, and you're like, what am I supposed to ask the guy? Like, are you dating Miss USA?
What do you guys do for fun?
Right. What's is she really that pretty?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but this was the assignment. And so after the game, so I wait till after the game, go in the locker room with the other like actual sports reporters.
This was all set up for you, I hope, right?
No, you just, it's the after the game kind of, and Dan, you've been there countless times. You just kind of go in. Baseball, you know, football, you can't go in the locker room. NBA, they come out. I don't think you can go in the locker room. Can you? I don't know.
I've been in the NBA locker room before. You can go in there. It's much more.
It's weird because there's only like 12 guys or whatever.
And a lot of things changed around COVID, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't, you know, all my experience is pre-COVID, so I don't know what's different now. But
so I go in there. I go up to Joe. I'm like, Joe, I'm Jason DeRusha. I'm like a child reporter at Channel 4. I'm sorry that this is what I'm asking you about, but are you dating Miss USA? And from across, and Joe gets his little sheet, well, oh, shucks, you know,
yeah.
Like he's not
yep.
going to answer it.
Right.
From across the room, Sid Hartman starts screaming at me, leave him alone! Leave him alone! I'm like, what is happening? He's so mad. It's just, that's it. That's fine.
Did he ever answer your question?
No, he sure didn't need to because Sid was going to throw that tape recorder at me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm.
So maybe I'll ask Joe if he remembers that.
You should. That would be funny.
Just silly. Like some people, you know, Joe, I wonder... Like, what is Joe really like, right?
I think he's a pretty nice, grounded, normal
That's what
person.
You hear.
You
That's
really
what everybody
do.
Says, right.
And he went to Creighton Durham Hall High School, where my son went. And so there's lore around the school where you hear
yeah.
about what a good guy he was. I did get to meet his parents at spring training one time, and they are the most wonderful people in the world. His dad just passed away,
yeah.
but they're just so... Just normal, like you would never, ever suspect that here they are, this, you know, parents of
right.
this... phenom. And yeah, so I think by all things I've heard that they're just a very down-to-earth great family.
It's very interesting, I think, like that growing up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he I think I you know, he has always been guarded, and we were just talking about the Twitter account Boring Joe Mauer,
yeah.
which is very funny.
Good one.
Boring Joe Mauer hasn't weighed in on the Hall of Fame thing yet.
Yeah.
So we'll ask Joe about that tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm interested to know how he has twin girls, I think, right?
Yeah.
How old would
yeah.
they be now? Like 4 or 5 years old?
I don't know.
Dan, you're the baseball
boy. That sounds about right.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because they had the girls in, well, there were five in 2018.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're older.
Yeah, so they're
time
10.
Flies.
That's how it goes with those kids. They grow like weeds.
They do.
You turn around and it's like they're driving.
I know.
Wait a minute, you were in a cradle yesterday. What's going on?
I know. That's totally how it is, Dan.
Now, Joe married a Minnesota girl.
Mm-hmm.
As is the way most marriages in Minnesota work. There was a data dump sort of report that came out today in the Washington Post about Minnesotans, and not just specifically about Minnesotans. It was about the states where you're most likely to marry a local. So kind of interesting, right? So the premise is this. Between 2017 and 2021, when you analyze birth certificates, is your spouse born in the state as you?
Interesting.
So what would you guess would be the number one state where you only marry your kind?
Like where does Minnesota rank, did you ask, or what?
No, who would you say is number one?
Oh, God. Probably a Dakota.
A Dakota?
Yeah. That's,
I think there aren't enough people in the Dakotas, so you have more intermingling. Michigan is number one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Michigan is number one.
Where does Minnesota rank?
Minnesota is number six, and Wisconsin is number three.
Okay.
So Minnesota, something like almost 60%. It was below 60, but it was close to 60%. Of Minnesotans married fellow Minnesotans.
Yeah.
My wife broke the trend as a I guess she's a Minnesotan. She, well, I don't know. I wonder what, since at the time of our marriage, her address, well, this is sort of interesting. Like, how do they analyze that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's wherever you're living at the time.
Right. And I think about my husband. He was born in Cleveland, but he's lived in Minnesota since he was like in second grade or something.
I'm starting to question this data now, but maybe they, like, how did they analyze it?
Good question.
Yeah, that does make me wonder a little bit. Oh, it's a Census Bureau survey. That's how they used it. So they weren't looking at birth certificates. It's a question on that, you know, the census sends out that long, long survey to some people. So they ask people in the survey.
Got it.
So my wife graduated high school at Wayzata High School.
Mm-hmm.
But she moved here her junior year.
Okay.
So, you know, she lived all over. So whenever someone meets her for the first time, it's like, where are you from? I'm always like, could you just give the short answer?
What's the short answer?
The short answer is Minnesota. She graduated high school here. The long answer is I was born in New York.
Yeah.
I grew up in Raleigh.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, she had an interesting life. Yes. Yeah, her dad was in sales for General Mills.
Yep, that's
right. So you just moved around. And I'm from the Chicago area.
Yep.
So not both natives. But in Minnesota, 58%, and this was from 2017 to 2021, born in Minnesota. And then another, like, 8% born in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then a decent chunk, like a 2 or 3% international, which is sort of interesting.
Yeah.
But most of the states where it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Ohio, Minnesota, and then at the bottom, Nevada. The Nevadans marry a lot of Californians.
Okay, sure.
Arizona's got to be way down there at the bottom, too, right?
Arizona.
Nobody's from Arizona. Everybody moves to Arizona.
Right.
True.
Kind of like
Arizona
Florida.
Is in the bottom part of this. A lot of California, a lot of Texas, and a lot of international. Yeah, Arizona's pretty low.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it makes sense, right? I mean, some of it is just availability. Like, if you're staying in the state, you meet people in your state.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a low percentage of transplants. So I think that just has to be part of it.
Yeah.
The single people are all from here.
Yeah. Wow.
You married a...
He's from, well, yes. I met him in college in Duluth.
Yeah.
And he's grew up in Stillwater.
Yeah.
But he was born in Cleveland.
Right.
Ohio. So, but
yeah,
he's a Minnesotan.
He's a Minnesotan.
Yes. Yes.
Minnesotan enough. Dan is looking skeptical. It's like
when did he move here?
He was little. He, you know, God, I don't know. Like early on, very early on. I think I said second grade before, and I think it's earlier than that.
See, I think like even with Alyssa, I'm a little dubious. Although the dad working for General Mills,
yeah.
I think that infers automatic
that
Minnesota
counts.
Status on you.
The way we decide whether or not someone's Minnesotan, I think, is amazing.
Just listen to how they talk, right? That'll help.
The accent is the number one
yes.
deciding
right.
line. Laura, have a great weekend.
You too. I will see you Monday.
Sounds good. 5:18, we are going to do the DeRush Hour news headlines. We'll do that after a quick break here on Drive Time with DeRusha. It is Friday, January 27th. Post Foods is in a fight with a band best known for intricate Rube Goldberg-style music videos. That is OK Go. Post is one of us. Based in Lakeville, they make cereal. They filed a trademark application for the name OK Go for its new line of breakfast cereal back in May. So then the lawyers start doing as they do, which is sending tersely worded correspondence. Twin Cities Business Magazine reporting this is now headed to U.S. District Court. The Post cereals and the band have been going back and forth since May. Post says, come on, like, okay, go is a commonly used phrase. And the band says, come on, you hear okay, go, you think of the band. In December, Post said, like, all right, how about we do like a collab kind of co-marketing agreement. And the band said, okay, no. That's what they said to that. Post, okay, go. I like the punchline of the joke gets then the music comes back. That's perfect. Post, okay, go cereal officially hit the market this month. Now, this is what I thought was amazing. Post and the band actually worked together in 2011. They made like YouTube videos to promote Post's Honey Bunches of Oats, which is delicious, by the way. But the lawyer for Post said, they're like, well, like this may be embarrassing, but that was 12 years ago and nobody involved in OK Go today or the lawyers or none of us knew that you guys worked with us in the past. I'm a little skeptical of that claim. Wouldn't a simple Google search turn that up? The snow tunnel in St. Paul. Star Tribune reporting on one neighbor's effort to create a path through a monster pile. So good. The snow is blocking the sidewalk near Andy Quercus' home in the Hamlin Midway area of St. Paul, so they dug a tunnel. Andy says, at first I was kind of mad. They told the city, nothing happened. Andy considers himself a disability justice advocate, which certainly, like clearing the sidewalk and making that path, absolutely. On January 6th, they started digging using a shovel, a hatchet, even a putty knife. Piled that snow onto a sled, hauled it away. I mean, this took a while. Took till January 22nd. I gotta say, like, I mean, I'm not judging Andy's efforts here, but this was a slow burn. Probably had a lot going on. 17-foot long passage. That's a long tunnel. Through the snow. It was large enough for an adult to crawl through. This was all documented on a neighborhood Facebook page, which is neighborhood Facebook pages are either the best or the worst things in the world. But this was documented, and then workers were like, oh, on Thursday of this week, which would have been the 26th, so we had 4 days of tunnel. And then the city came out and got the snow out of there. Andy said, I will miss the tunnel, but I'm glad to have it as a sidewalk. That was really the goal of all of this. One of the original tenants at Mall of America is closed. Oh, the classic Saturday Night Live Gap Girls bit. The Gap is closed at Mall of America. Closed on Tuesday. They still have Banana Republic, Old Navy, and Athleta, other stores operated by Gap's parent company, Gap. In 2020, Gap said it was going to close a couple hundred stores by 2023 because they want to get out of malls. So 80% of the company's remaining Gap stores are out of malls. Kind of says something about malls and retail shopping, doesn't it? Since the beginning of 2020, Banana Republic at the IDS Center, at Ridgedale Center, the Factory Store at the Albertville Outlets, and the Gap at Eden Prairie Mall have all closed. Pioneer Press with a story out today. Do you shop at Trader Joe's? Dan, do you ever go to Trader Joe's?
No, sir, I do not.
Trader Joe's was a frequent stop for us when our kids were younger because we would get, like, organic applesauce. And our kids went through applesauce like you wouldn't believe. I once got a case of applesauce from the store, which was sort of a low point in asking for help at a grocery store.
How many paychecks at Trader Joe's did that cost you?
Well, the organic applesauce was cheaper than, I guess buying apples and doing it myself would have been cheaper.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway, they do a vote with their customers and say, what's your favorite thing we sell here? And they've been doing this for 13 years. The Mandarin Orange Chicken was always number one, so they put it in the Hall of Fame so they could at least keep this interesting. Rolled corn tortilla chips, chili lime flavor is number one. Hash brown patties. Now, would you buy a chili lime flavored tortilla chip?
No, sir, I would not.
Too much flavor. Or are you anti-tortilla chip?
No, I have no problem with tortilla chips. I just don't need mountain goat tears on them.
Hash brown patties? That sounds
fine. Yeah, sounds fine.
Favorite beverage? Sparkling Honeycrisp apple juice? Sounds good.
Sure.
What, you're against Honeycrisp or you're against carbonation?
I'm against mountain goat tears.
Coming in second was the triple ginger brew, which sounds awful. Favorite cheese? English cheddar with caramelized onions. Do we need stuff in our cheese?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Oh.
Caramelized onion in your cheese? Favorite dessert is mini ice cream cones. Those are good. I've had those before.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
And favorite entree was butter chicken. So I know a lot of people shop at Trader Joe's. Which has the worst parking lots in Minnesota? Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or the St. Louis Park Costco?
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All three of those exist in St. Louis Park. The Trader Joe's in St. Louis Park is especially brutal.
It's awful. That used to be the only one here, I think, because I remember going to that when it opened, and I felt like I would drop my wife off.
Whole Foods isn't great, but I don't think Whole Foods is that awful. I think it's better than Costco or Trader Joe's.
Yeah. All right. Rank your – this sounds like a great segment for us. Rank your parking lots.
Worst parking lots.
All right. If you have a worst parking lot, text away 651-461-9226. We'll do weather. We'll do traffic. Why don't we do it together after this on CCO?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.